I'm stuck and I can't figure out how much paint I should buy. Has this ever happened to you? I'm going to share with you how you can quickly figure out how much paint you need to order when prepping for a new construction project. Now, you might have come from our last video here, and in it, we learned about the 3.6 rule and how it's one of the quickest ways of figuring out the total finished square foot. If not, you should check it out. It's a good one. In our last video, we took this very simple home, which is approximately 2,344 square feet. I figured out everything two ways, the long way and by using that 3.6 rule. And they both told us pretty much the exact same thing. So we have about 8,438.4 total finished square feet that needs to be covered. This is where we need to ask a few questions to ensure accuracy. But before I ask these questions, please remember to like and subscribe. I really would appreciate it. Our first question is, how many total coats of material am I going to be applying? Question number two is there any texture on the walls or on the ceilings? And the reason for that is that can make a huge difference when it comes to the amount of material you need to buy. Question number three, how many total colors am I going to have? The reason for that is I can't use this 3/4 gallon of material from this bedroom and use it in this other one. And finally, our fourth question, we need to figure out how much coverage we're going to get out of our paint. Here's my answer to these four questions, and we're going to keep it simple. Question number one, total coats of material. For this particular project, the builder says that they want one coat on the ceilings, and then we pull that as a prime coat for the walls. And then we put two top coats on the walls only. Number two, we talked about texture. Where I live in Minnesota, it's pretty common to have knockdown on the ceilings, but yet smooth walls. Question number three, how many total colors? We're going to keep it simple and just say there's one. Number four, and here's the tricky thing. What about the coverage? Obviously, primer is going to soak into the walls. And because of that, it's not going to stretch as far as the top coat. Experience has taught me that I get approximately 250 square feet per gallon. Just as a quick reminder, don't put the primer on too light. All those pores in the drywall is going to be filled with something, and better to fill it with the more economical product instead of the expensive top coats. As we do the math, we see that I am in need of no less than 34 gallons of primer to be able to complete this project. Now, for me, I'm dealing with well-primed, smooth walls. The primer does a beautiful job of sealing the pores. Then, after a light sanding, that first and second coat goes on like butter. I can easily achieve that 400 square feet per gallon. So let's do the math and figure out how much paint we need to buy. We had that 8,438.4 is that total finished square feet. We're going to take out the ceiling because that's not getting painted again. And we'll just say the ceiling is the same size as the floor. So we'll minus the 2,344. And then we double it because there's two coats. And then we divide it by 400. Because that is how far my paint goes. We see that at this moment, I need to order approximately 30 gallons of material for this project. Now, there's a couple more things that we just have to keep in mind. In this number for the paint, we have not figured in the doors. We haven't talked about the windows. And so I want to share with you real quickly just how many square feet doors take in a house. So we're going to say the average door in our house is approximately 6'9" tall and about 32 inches wide. So we do the math and we see that that is about 18 square feet per side. So we're going to multiply it times two because we just said there's two sides. And then we'll multiply it times two again because we're going to put on two coats. That is 72 square feet per door. Now, as we look at this blueprint, I just did a real quick count and I counted 27 doors. So we do the math And that brings us to 1,944 square feet of paint that we do not need to buy just because of doors. So that's almost 5 gallons alone. Then we need to consider windows, tubs, showers. We can easily subtract another 2, maybe even 3 gallons. So just for all of this, we were a little over 30 gallons. We're going to take that off and minus 7 more gallons. Total, I'm going to be ordering for this project at least 34 gallons of primer and 23 gallons of paint. Now, I want to surprise you. I know a way of being able to figure out how much primer and material I need to order for any house in 30 seconds or less. Do you want to learn this amazing shortcut? Well, all you have to do is click on this particular video or just look and follow the link in the description below. We'll see you next time.